A Damn Angel by Half-Baked Boy, narrated by Rhea 314. Rating general audiences, no archive warnings apply. The first thing Judd noticed when he woke up was the fogginess in his eyesight and the faint layer of pain throughout his entire body. He was pretty sure he was in a hospital room, the blinding white walls causing the pounding in his head to increase, and the monitors beeping next to him echoed through his ears painfully loud.
"Make it stop,"
he complained, wiping a hand over his face. A smaller, darker hand caught his, and he held on to it because it felt nice. Whoever that hand belonged to must be real good at moisturizing. That had his mind briefly wandering back to his captain and TK. A memory flashed through his mind where he saw himself running out of a burning building with TK right in front of him and Captain Strand waiting outside the front door. Then he panicked at the resounding blast that shook the entire place, reaching his arm out to push at TK, who was no longer in front of him. He felt his chest rising and falling harshly, burning with overuse and stinging pain that could only be from broken ribs. Suddenly, he was back in the hospital room, shouting deliriously, as if he was still in the burning structure.
"TK, TK, where are you, TK?"
"He's okay, my love. He's with Captain Strand in the waiting room. They're all just waiting to hear that their fearless protector is okay." The voice soothed. He felt the damp cloth against his forehead and the warm hand that still held his own tightly, the fear and dread inside of his disappearing little by little at the comfort.
"I don't feel so good,"
Judd muttered, leaning back against the two soft pillows behind his head. His mind was spinning almost as much as his eyesight, and he pressed his lips together to keep back the acid feeling he felt building in his throat. "I got you some ice, Judd. Open your mouth, okay? It'll help." The woman sounded vaguely familiar, and at the back of Judd's mind, he recognized the way she was speaking to him. But when he glanced in her direction, all coherent, or what he might have considered coherent at the time, thought sprung from his mind. The most beautiful woman he had ever seen in his life was at his bedside, and he wondered briefly if he had in fact died in the blast to be face to face with such a damn angel. She laughed, bright and joyful, but with a husk that made Judd feel as though there were tears stuck somewhere behind those gorgeous eyes. "I ain't no angel, and you sure as hell ain't a dead man yet, Judd Ryder," she muttered, stroking the hair off his forehead. "Now open your mouth and take some of these chips before you choke on your own damn tongue."
"Yes, ma'am," he said easily.
She laughed again, softer that time, and all Judd wanted to do was to make the sadness in her eyes go away.
"What's a woman like you doing in a place like this?"
he asked. She laughed again, not even trying to hide the sound like most women might. And Judd took that as the ultimate win.
"A woman like me, huh?
And what kind of woman would that be?"
"Beautiful," he said immediately. "Obviously smart and kind if you were beside a hospital bed for some man you don't even know."
"Oh, I know you, Judd. I know you better than you know yourself right now, apparently," she commented, pulling away ever so slightly. Before she could get too far, Judd grabbed her hand, his thumb running over the glowing diamond on her ring finger. He cursed before he could stop himself.
"Damn, I'm too late," he whined.
He probably would have been embarrassed by the sound if he wasn't so annoyed by the fact that the angel in front of him was married.
"My husband would be very mad to know I let another man flirt with me," she said,
a teasing tone to her voice that told Judd the husband in question probably wouldn't see him as a threat. He thought he could probably take him if it came down to it. She would be worth the fight. The angel laughed again, and he figured he was talking out loud when he was meant to be thinking.
"I haven't even tried to flirt with you, angel. How am I supposed to make you fall in love with me when I'm all cooped up in a hospital?"
he asked. He tried to push himself up again, but the pain became too much and he slumped back down onto the bed in defeat. Grace, the angel said, and Judd perked up.
What about it?
He asked, eyes drooping more and more with each moment he tried to keep himself awake. He didn't want to lose the stunning sight in front of him, and was concerned that his angel would be gone when he woke back up again.
That's my name, she added. Grace Ryder.
He only barely recognized his own last name before sleep overtook him. When his eyes opened again, the pain was lessened and the fogginess that had consumed his mind had all but disappeared. The one constant, as she always would be, was his beautiful wife sitting beside him. She had their fingers laced together and her eyes were closed, her breathing as steady as it could be, telling Judd she was fast asleep. He saw TK wander in out of the corner of his eye and held a finger from his free hand over his lips before gesturing down at her sleeping form. He snuck closer and leaned over the other side of the bed to give Judd a gentle hug, one that said, "I'm glad you're alive."
"Hey," he whispered.
"I guess I owe you a thank you for saving my life."
"No, you don't," Judd responded easily.
He would have done it 1,000 times, and he hoped TK knew that.
"Still, thanks," TK said, more sternly that time.
Judd shook his head and focused on the woman beside him. He rubbed gently at her hair, careful not to mess up the tight curls he knew she worked so hard to keep up, and stroked his thumb down the back of their intertwined hands softly. He wondered how long she had been there, waiting for him to wake up, for him to be okay. He knew he would have gone insane if he was in her position, had been once or twice, and never wanted to relive it.
"Did anyone tell you that you tried to hit on her when you first woke up?"
TK asked with a smirk on his face.
"I did what now?"
TK laughed. "Yeah, you woke up and kept spouting some poetry about her being an angel and how you were going to make her fall in love with you. It must have been truly adorable." Judd swatted at him with a glare, but the movement was too fierce and TK unfortunately too quick. That it woke Grace up from her slumber. She glanced up at Judd, and that bright, beautiful smile and gorgeous brown eyes had Judd's heart skipping a beat. He didn't think that feeling would ever get old.
"Good morning, sleepyhead," she cooed, reaching up to cup his jaw in her palm.
He leaned into the touch before turning enough to press his lips to the warm skin, placing a few chaste kisses there. He pulled her closer until their foreheads were touching and just breathed her in, grateful she was there whenever he needed her.
"I missed you something awful, Judd."
"You're not getting rid of me that easily, baby girl." He kissed her as delicately as he could, savoring the taste and feel of her lips against his. It might have only been a little while, but any length Judd went without kissing his wife was too long if you asked him. Neither of them made any moves to deepen the kiss, both too focused on what they could have lost to do anything more than remind each other of their love. They needed each other and would find each other in any lifetime. That much Judd was sure of.
"Now," he began, "what was that about me not being a dead man yet?"
The end. If you've enjoyed this story, please leave feedback to the author. You can do that at a link to the text through this Podfix post. Thank you for listening. And if you've enjoyed this Podfix, you're also welcome to leave me a comment. I'd love to hear from you.